Hey, yo, Fro Wrestling Podcast listeners, help us out and click subscribe to show your support and enable notifications if you are subscribing on YouTube. We would love to see that. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our prediction episode of the WWE Clash of the Champions, as well as we're going to address all the news and rumors in the world of professional wrestling going on today and throughout this past weekend. While you're at it, if you are sick and tired of dropping $60 to $100 every time the latest and greatest wrestling video game comes out, stop immediately. Go to Wrestler Unstoppable, available exclusively through Facebook. Create your own wrestler, sign contracts, get involved in storylines, headline pay-per-views, even build your own corporation, all included in Wrestler Unstoppable, available now to all Facebook users for free. If you want to become a member of the Fro Wrestling Podcast family and watch your name in the shoutouts like our buddy Harold in St. Louis, thank you, Harold. You're always our number one Patreon. Check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/Fro Wrestling Podcast and sign up today. For the month of December, any $25 contributor will be guaranteed to co-host an episode of Going Live with me. And our $10 a month contributors, you'll be entered into a drawing for one winner to also co-host an episode of Going Live. So while we're at it, before I forget to say something, the semifinals of the greatest female wrestler of all time tournament that has been going on for the better part of the last month are up and running right now. Our final four are there. Go to frowrestling.com, click the icon in the middle of the page for voting. The voting for this round will close this coming Wednesday evening, so get your votes in. If you want to shoot questions, comments, concerns, anything like that to the Fro Wrestling Podcast while we're online right now live, if you're going through the Spreaker app, use the chat function. It'll pop right up on my screen. If you want to send it through our talk-to-text service, that is the Fro Wrestling Sound Off line at 267-642-1160. There you can give us your questions. You tell me what you want to hear. It'll pop up on my screen. I can address your concerns immediately while the episode is being recorded. Don't forget, head over to, if you are new to the Fro Wrestling Podcast, go to our homepage at frowrestling.com where you can preview the topics coming to the Fro Wrestling Podcast. It's a great way you could come up with questions ahead of time. You could shoot us questions when the episodes are coming up and we can address your concerns. We want to make you guys as much a part of the show as we possibly can. I always like to cater around the things that you guys want to hear about. Let's get into the news, and the last thing we'll do is our predictions. So first off, congratulations go out. Dalton Castle, the new Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion, brand new championship belt introduced at Final Battle, defeating Cody Rhodes, who, in honor of his father, came out sporting a whole new look, the bleach blonde American Dream Dusty Rhodes look. It was very cool to see that. I was actually kind of surprised after that they gave the title to Dalton Castle. I expect a nice chase for a return match for Cody Rhodes. I think he will at some point bring that championship back. But I think it was necessary to give a run to Dalton Castle. He has really been a focal point of their division, the heavyweight division, for the better part of the year. Very interesting character, liken it a lot of times to Goldust back in the 90s. That's how effective his character has been. And at this point, it's great to see somebody who's been working so hard for so long get the respect they're due and win the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Championship. Moving on from there, and I know I'm moving kind of quickly tonight. There's a reason for that. It's because tonight is Clash of Champions, and the show goes live in an hour and 25 minutes. The kickoff show goes live in a half hour, so I need to get these predictions out there. So that being said, I will throw this out in the event that they go into the kickoff show before we wrap the episode. The first match of the night will be Zack Ryder versus Mojo Rawley, a matchup of the former Hype Bros. If I'm giving you guys a prediction, here's the deal. I actually think Zack Ryder is significantly more talented than Mojo Rawley. I think Mojo Rawley, is after all this time that he's been in the WWE, has yet to impress me one showing. He still looks green as a gourd whenever I see him wrestle. So I don't understand the infatuation with pushing this guy, but, you know, WWE seems to know what they're doing, so I'll just trust in their process, and hopefully they know what they're doing, and they're going to promote Mojo Rawley correctly as a big heel. But in this particular match, I would love to see Zack Ryder win. I think he deserves it. He's been there long enough. They take advantage of him, making him a transitional Intercontinental Champion 2 years ago. They do the whole thing, build him up as a tag team. He gets hurt, he comes back, and now he's in this, and it's almost like they're going to cast him off to be a jobber again, and that bothers me. The fans clearly liked the guy. I don't know if anybody saw, he teased everybody on Twitter with a picture with himself and talking to his former tag team partner over on Raw, showing which color would you like, and he had the tag team belts from both Raw and SmackDown on his shoulder, implying that he could reform their tag team. I actually love all the way he's able to garner attention from social media, but he was shooting that out to Curt Hawkins earlier in the week. But in this match, because of where WWE seems to want to go, Mojo Rawley is going to defeat Zack Ryder tonight. That's prediction number one. All right, back to the news. New World Wrestling Entertainment Hall of Famers being discussed for the class of 2018, and none of them bigger than the projected headliner of Goldberg. Now, a lot of people have been wanting Goldberg to come back and wrestle again. He's not opposed to that. I think he really enjoyed this last run, and I think now that he came back once and he had his Universal title run, now he can relax a bit and just enjoy it, and I think that's what he's hoping to do at some point. But in the meantime, it looks like he is going to be the headliner for this year's Hall of Fame class. It looks like he will be joined at the end. Again, all these things could change, but these are the early spoilers that have been released by people behind the scenes in WWE. You've seen it on probably every wrestling website. If you check them out, you've seen that they've hypothesized that the Dudley Boys will go in this year, which I think is definitely a worthy induction. I find it interesting, though, that Bubba Ray is now wrestling for a different promotion and has recently, as only 2 weeks ago, has talked about how he doesn't really care if he gets into the Hall of Fame. So it's kind of funny that they would be one of the lead acts going in. Former Diva Ivory is projected to go in. And various other, Bam Bam Bigelow is supposed to go in. So there's a lot of talent that, and rumor has it, Kid Rock will also go in. I don't know if I support that one. I actually would like to see Lemming from Motorhead go in before Kid Rock, but whatever. It's up to WWE to do what they're going to do. But it's a nice class so far. I hope they add a few people to it to spice up the attractiveness. Yes, Goldberg's awesome. The Dudley Boys are actually pretty cool. Bam Bam Bigelow, it's sad seeing these posthumous inductions. I'm sure his family will be very happy to come out and induct him. But I would like to see one more major single star. I did hear that maybe Hacksaw Jim Duggan. We'll see. But I would like to see a bigger name be added to the mix. But that's what they're saying so far. Moving on to our next prediction. Breezango is going to take on the Bludgeon Brothers tonight. I actually am very happy to see the match, but I really would have preferred the Bludgeon Brothers take on the Ascension first and then have them move on to face Breezango, since the Ascension were the lackeys, essentially, of Breezango for the better part of the last 4 months in their Fashion Files vignettes. It would have been nice to see the Ascension get an opportunity to perform. Even in a three-way dance, you know, three tag teams would have been great, especially with the Ascension being bad guys but helping the good guys and not knowing what they're going to do. It would have made for interesting pay-per-view action, but in this match in particular, as tough as they've been booked, I can't see any scenario where the Bludgeon Brothers don't come out on top as the winners of the tag team match. So my prediction is the Bludgeon Brothers defeat Breezango to kick off the show. Impact Wrestling executives are upset with Rockstar Spud. As we announced on a previous episode, Rockstar Spud is scheduled to appear this week on 205 Live and Raw to debut for the brand, as is Hideo Itami. Two big additions to the 205 Live roster. When they're getting ready to launch house shows, I think that's a great idea. He's a fantastic talent to bring in. But here's the issue for the Impact Wrestling organization. They had paid upwards of $20,000 to try to help Rockstar Spud with his visa issues to come to the United States. He's not a citizen here. And after they spent all that money to bring him in, 2 weeks after he was given his citizenship paperwork and everything was cleared up, he requested his release from Impact Wrestling. And now he signs with WWE, a much bigger conglomerate who can easily, much more easily, afford to do what they needed to do to bring him in. And instead, he bolts on the company that pays for him to get here legally, and now he goes to work for the biggest company on the block. Little messed up, but hey, it's the world of professional wrestling. It's a far cry from what it used to be back in the old days of wrestling. Prediction number three, Baron Corbin defending the United States Championship against Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler, three-way dance for the title. So here's the thing. If you are one of those people who looks at the odds makers, Baron Corbin is the favorite to retain the title tonight. And I don't like that. I actually don't. I think the title needs to change hands tonight. Now, if I don't care what the odds makers, this is the first one I'm going to go against the odds makers on. I think Baron Corbin loses the title tonight. And I think he loses the title, and I don't think it goes to Bobby Roode. I think Bobby Roode, it's too soon. I honestly, I'm going to say it. I think Dolph Ziggler wins the United States Championship tonight. That's my prediction. Dolph Ziggler beats Baron Corbin and Bobby Roode for the United States Championship. Everybody already thinks Ziggler is in the match so that somebody can get the pinfall on him, and that way you keep both Baron Corbin and Bobby Roode strong. I completely disagree with that. Dolph Ziggler has been the sacrificial lamb to every new talent coming into SmackDown all year long. It is time to pay the guy back. Give Dolph Ziggler a United States Championship run, and it could start tonight. I hope that's what they do. You can easily transition the title back to Corbin or to Bobby Roode going forward, but I think Dolph Ziggler deserves and should get the win tonight. Ronda Rousey. In the news this week, new conversation has come out that Ronda Rousey is actually not negotiating an official contract with WWE yet. That she will be soon, but she has not started it yet. And that's a bit of a concern considering we're getting right around WrestleMania season, where we start to build to the big event. And if you haven't negotiated that contract out yet, that there, sometimes those negotiations can take months. And let's not forget, she has a UFC contract. For anything to work, UFC would have to do one of two things. Either grant her permission to perform for World Wrestling Entertainment, or negotiate a release from her contract. Neither of those things have happened yet. Now, I don't think Dana White is going to have a problem doing it, since he's been very outspoken, stating that he does not want her to come back to UFC. He thinks she's done, and he doesn't want to see that, and I'm fine with that, but then release her from her contract. Make it public knowledge. Or is he doing Vince a solid here and not releasing that information so it still has shock value? Either way, I think WWE needs to get on the ball here and get Rousey locked down and signed up. Even on her own website, she posted video of herself training with both Brian Kendrick and Natalya, clearly preparing for a debut with the company. It's just a matter of formality. Ring of Honor's War Machine. The big news coming out after Final Battle related to War Machine is that they may be WWE bound. It looks like their contracts are coming up as expired in both IWGP, New Japan, and in Ring of Honor. And now they may be looking to make a move to WWE, who has expressed interest in them since last summer. I'll be very curious to see if they make a debut with the company. They would be a great tag team to debut and put against the Bludgeon Brothers. What an awesome feud that would be. For anybody who has not seen War Machine perform, you are missing out. One of the best tag teams in the world right now. Very decorated. They've been IWGP Tag Team Champions. They've been Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions. They've been all over the place. This would be a great get for WWE. Yet again, a Ring of Honor talent potentially going to WWE. Going to move on to our next prediction. For the Tag Team Championship, the Usos defending against The New Day, Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin, and Aiden English and Rusev. And here's the thing. We talked months ago about how WWE wants to make The New Day this 10-time Tag Team Champion and make them the greatest tag team in the history of the business. I don't know how you do that if you don't hurry up and start building that number of championships. They're at 4 or 5 now. They got a long way to go. They got to win it, and they still have to lose it multiple times. So, my prediction for tonight, the odds makers say the Usos are the favorites to walk out as champion. I say they give the belts back to the New Day tonight. New Day walk out with their next tag team championship reign. It may not be a long reign, but I think they will get the win tonight and take the tag team titles. Vince McMahon in the news this week, he has created his own corporation outside of WWE called Alpha Entertainment with the hopes of potentially bringing back the XFL, the Extreme Football League, that he launched way back in like 2001, was not successful, ran for 1 year, but it created some really interesting things that the NFL ended up adopting, like the camera angles, the floating cameras over the top of the action and whatnot. But there were other aspects to it that were very dangerous, like putting the ball on the 50-yard line and having the two teams rush to the ball and crash into each other. Whoever got the ball got first possession, and things like that caused a lot of concussions. There were issues with not going for extra points and having to play another play, pass, or a run for your extra point and things of that nature. It was very different from the NFL, but Vince has always been a huge football fan, and you knew he wanted to get back into this. That's why he did the XFL originally. I would not be surprised. They've registered for the trademark XFL again, so it is already done deal as far as the name is concerned. Now it's a question of will they bring the actual brand back. Our next prediction. For the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, Charlotte takes on Natalya. This one, for me, is a no-brainer. They have to start building Charlotte as an incredibly strong female challenger to Ronda Rousey should a match happen at WrestleMania. Tonight, there is no question. There's no need for a lot of banter. Charlotte retains tonight against Natalya. Not to take anything away from Natalya, she's not as over as Charlotte is with the general populace. So Charlotte is going to get the win tonight. She's going to retain her championship and continue to rack up impressive wins all the way to WrestleMania. My concern here with Charlotte is that there's nobody on the SmackDown women's roster who physically looks like they're a threat to her championship. There would be in Tamina had they built her properly, but she's lost so many times to much smaller women that she's not a legit threat to Charlotte as far as what the fans would view as a threat. Has she been built up as a strong, tough challenger like Nia Jax? Maybe that'd be different. So between now and Mania, who do you put Charlotte against? Who is there who really poses a threat? Now, the answer is nobody. Unless you transition the storyline to Charlotte and Becky Lynch, who's supposed to be back in January, and have them bring somebody into the fold as a team to work against the Riot Squad in the short term, building long term to the Horsewoman versus Horsewoman match, I don't see what else you're going to do with her. Chris Jericho in the news, as he's been so much lately. If you didn't see, first off, we loved it when he threw down the challenge at Kenny Omega. I thought it was classic, beautiful wrestling storyline. Then he showed up at Fukuoka and he attacked Kenny Omega. And then the very next day, Omega gets a little bit of retribution jumping Chris Jericho at a press conference in Japan. Now Chris Jericho speaking to the media at a New Japan press conference saying that he never said this was a one-time appearance for New Japan. He may be open to future matches. This particular match may be a one-time deal, but he is not necessarily closed to doing more work with New Japan Pro Wrestling. I love that he mentioned that he's done 51 tours in Japan, and this is the first time he's on the cover of the Japanese magazines for attacking Kenny Omega. I actually would love to see him win the match. I'm a huge Jericho fan, and I gotta put this out there. Thank you, Chris Jericho. On a personal note, Jericho responding to me about being able to promote his Rock and Wrestling Rager Cruise on my site and in my podcast. If you have not yet, go to ChrisJerichoCruise.com and check out the Rock and Wrestling Rager. It is loaded. The Ring of Honor stars will be there for the Sea of Honor Cruise tournament. There'll be other people there. Jim Ross, Jerry the King Lawler, Rey Mysterio, John Morrison, like all these people will be there. It's going to be a loaded card. Definitely check that out, as well as a ton of rock bands if you are into that kind of music. To check it out, $749 books your stay on the cruise with double occupancy. Go to Chris Jericho Cruise and check that out sooner rather than later. Or if you'd like, go to frowrestling.com, and there is a banner in the middle of the page now. Thank you, Chris Jericho, personally from me to you, for giving me permission for that. It is on our page. Go there and click on it and check out the accommodations yourself. You can see the whole lineup and who is going to be appearing. It should be awesome. Our next prediction for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, AJ Styles defending against Jinder Mahal. And I'll be honest with you, on the surface, this seems like a no-brainer. It seems like AJ Styles easily wins. Here's the problem. Who does AJ Styles face at the Rumble, eventually building towards a match with Nakamura at WrestleMania? So you got that in the back of your mind. Or does Jinder Mahal win the title and then the plans are back on for him to challenge John Cena? But we recently heard John Cena was going to be going to Raw and challenging for the Intercontinental title at the Christmas episode of Raw. So I'm not sure here. I think I'm going to go with my gut. I'm actually going to side with the odds makers and go with the safe pick here. AJ Styles retains tonight, but I'm really hoping that Jinder Mahal puts on a great showing. Let's be serious here. I understand he was a jobber. He got elevated quickly. People didn't like that at first, but you cannot argue with reality. And the reality is he played a great heel for 6 months. He brought people to the brand wanting to see him lose. And when he didn't lose, it incensed people, made people riotous. They couldn't stand it that this guy won. So I think it would be a great idea to build him strong, even if he takes the fall tonight. Don't let the Singh brothers be the reason for the win or the loss. Let him take and have a great classic match with AJ Styles, someone who is very, very capable of carrying a great talent through a match, and just let them put it all out there. Let us see a fantastic in-ring performance from Jinder Mahal, so that way if you're not going to give him the world championship back, we at least can feel confident in his character and in everything he's done going forward. He could be a legitimate threat at a later time. If you bury him now, you've put all that time, money, and energy into something that just totally flopped. Moving on, a couple other tidbits in the world of pro wrestling. Scott Hall and King Kong Bundy apparently got into a verbal and then physical scuffle at a a convention of sorts. Apparently, it got to the point Scott Hall was giving Bundy a hard time, and Bundy went off on Hall, and it got to the point where Big Bundy actually had his hands around his throat, choking him. Scott Hall apparently was inebriated at the show. I wish I could say I was surprised. It's sad to see this guy keep falling down. These small relapses. Look, addiction is a tough thing to stop forever. Hopefully, he has the right people in place to help him get back into the swing of things. We all the well wishes in the world to Scott Hall. But I find it humorous that King Kong Bundy, I don't even know how old Bundy is now, but he's got to be up there still throwing hands with someone like Scott Hall. Very cool stuff. Also, I'm here in the Philadelphia marketplace, and I'm a huge fan of what Tommy Dreamer has done with House of Hardcore. But coming soon in 2018, House of Hardcore will release their very first championship, the House of Hardcore Television Champion, and it will be crowned in the tournament that will kick off in the January episode of House of Hardcore here in Philadelphia. For those who are fans of the House of Hardcore product, please check it out. Support the brand. It is a great show. Tommy Dreamer goes out of his way to bring in as much talent as he can from around the world, around the indies, really make the matches really appealing to the fans. It's not some crappy third-rate indie promotion. It's a well-run machine, and he brings in some of the best. And at that particular show, you'll see Nick Aldis and the new NWA World Heavyweight Champion, and he'll be taking on Tommy Dreamer, and they'll be in tag team action and whatnot. Shane Douglas will be there. All kinds of people that you're very familiar with, and the show production value is actually very solid. So check that out if you get a chance, but thrilled to see them putting a championship out there and specifically naming it the Television Champion, which for those who never get enough of wrestling, there's another opportunity. There's going to be a television program on Fight Network, from my understanding, for House of Hardcore. It'd be nice to see them have a championship to vie for. Finally, our last prediction of the night, Shinsuke Nakamura and Randy Orton taking on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. The show is about to kick off, and 7 minutes will be the kickoff show, and I'm telling you right now, this match is the hardest one for me to predict. I think predicting the winners is a piece of cake. I think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn win going away, hands down. Not because they can't jump ship to Raw, but because they made it very awkward the way Shane McMahon said, if you lose this match, you are fired from WWE and you can't go to Raw, making it sound like that's a stipulation. So that would eliminate that as a possibility. I've seen people predicting that they go to Raw. They can if they lose, because that's what he said on television, unless they expect us to be stupid and not remember that he said that. However, the question that makes this complicated is not about who's going to win the match. I think it's hands down Owens and Zayn. It's how's it going to happen? Are they going to continue to have Daniel Bryan seem like he's on their side only for Shane McMahon to be the one who flips and pulls the schmoz ending and gives them the win? So Shane McMahon turns heel, or does Daniel Bryan turn full heel? And does he count a quick three or a submission, a Montreal screw job all over again and give them the championship win? Whatever happens here, one of the GMs, Shane McMahon or Daniel Bryan, turns heel tonight, and it will ignite a feud that is building towards potentially a match either between Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon at SummerSlam is what they're predicting, or a representative for for Daniel Bryan versus Shane McMahon at SummerSlam. So we'll have to see how that comes down. That is all the time we have for this episode. Check back with us next time, where we'll run down all the latest wrestling news and rumors. Special thanks, as always, go out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing all our music and sound effects we used in today's show. Today's podcast was sponsored in part by Beazle Games. Bringing a new friend to family game night is easy with sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side in this new game from Beazle Games by going to www.frowrestling.com and clicking the icon in the middle of the screen to pick up your copy today. And to AlleyRepair.com. Contact Alley Repair today for servicing of all your classic skee-ball, pinball, and arcade game needs. If you're looking for your next career move or considering college or university life, or you just need some additional formal training for your next career decision, go to our website at frolifeplanning.com for all your higher education needs, as Fro Life Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with Fro Life. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro. I want to thank you for taking a few moments with us today. And if you're looking for more wrestling news and rumors, go to WWE.sportsjunkies101.com for the latest articles on the world of professional wrestling. Until next time, everybody, take care, have a great night, and enjoy the pay-per-view.